Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, we were talking about all the things that are happening this week. Within the next week, I mean, you have the 100th anniversary of KDK. You have Halloween for the kids. You have an election that's ongoing right now. And tomorrow is a very emotional and scarring day, an anniversary where we commemorate 2 years since the Tree of Life massacre here in Pittsburgh.
When 11 worshipers were killed and so many others injured, mentally wounded too, all of us in this community share that tragic day. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Holly Huffnagel, who is the American Jewish Committee's Director for Combating Anti-Semitism. Holly, we appreciate you joining us from our nation's capital. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I think when that day came, it was a Saturday, and it became the worst massacre in American history against Jewish people targeted. And, you know, that's something certainly that people didn't take lightly. I think a lot of us thought that this kind of stuff wouldn't happen here. And I know you spent a little time in Pittsburgh. You kind of know how we are. We're a mismatch of communities and neighborhoods that make up the Pittsburgh area, but we all felt the pain. Mm-hmm. Where do we start in terms of combating anti-Semitism?
Well, thank you, Richard. And I actually just want to start by saying that AJC's thoughts are with the people of Pittsburgh at this time. And I know how important from living in Pittsburgh that the Jewish community and its vibrancy and its well-being is to all people of Pittsburgh. And I think we have to start combating anti-Semitism with really understanding, you know, what it is and what's happening in America.
And there's a new study out. It's an unbelievable study that the American Jewish Committee's first ever state of anti-Semitism in America. It's a new report out and some disturbing details about it. Can you fill us in on them?
Absolutely. So Pittsburgh was a wake-up call for American Jews. Like you said, it can't really happen here. We watched what happened in Europe and we felt safe in America. But AJC wanted to know, was it a wake-up call for all Americans? And so for the first time in history, the American public has also been surveyed about anti-Semitism in the United States. And AJC discovered that nearly half, 46% of U.S. adults have not heard the term anti-Semitism or have heard it, but do not know what it means.
That's really stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually unbelievable. So education and I mean, you have to find a way to reach out and somehow make that connection with younger people in particular.
Absolutely. We did notice that 36% of those with a high school education or less did not know the term anti-Semitism. So education, awareness raising, defining anti-Semitism are all very important steps that we will be taking as an organization.
And in the past few years, I guess there's some things to that the community could hang their hat on and sort of extrapolate some positives. You know, you have the president has grandkids that are Jewish, and there's some peace deals in the works with Israel that are putting a positive view of the community forward. Do you think that'll help with the anti-Semitism, to counter the anti-Semitism?
I think it's possible, but it's also very complicated when more than half or almost half of Americans don't really understand anti-Semitism. And I think we also discovered that there was really a divergence between how American Jews were feeling in the United States. You know, 43% of American Jews actually feel less secure today than they did at the one-year anniversary of the commemoration of Pittsburgh just a year ago. So 43% feel less secure today, but Americans, like the general public, really don't necessarily recognize that. Only 4 in 10 Americans believe that anti-Semitism's escalated in the last 5 years, compared to 8 in 10, double American Jews. And we've had more than just Pittsburgh in the last 5 years, you know, Poway, Monzi, Jersey City, the attacks in Brooklyn. So there's this disconnect, and we really need to work to bridge that divide.
So how do you go about doing that with this new survey information?
So we'll be using this data really to drive our work. And I mentioned the definition, defining anti-Semitism. What is it? What does it look like in the 21st century? Education. Anti-Semitism didn't end with the Holocaust. It's still with us, unfortunately, and not just Jews need to fight. It's a societal issue. So we really want to build coalitions with, you know, intergroup and religious partners across governments, across civil society. This is an issue for America. It's about really our democracy, our values, our liberty. So that's a message we want to carry forward. And then the last piece I'll add is better data collecting and reporting. There's a lot of holes in our data, and we want Jews to be able to feel comfortable reporting to the police and knowing that they're being listened to and that anti-Semitism is being taken seriously in America.
Like any community, you have to be comfortable with going to the police and reporting the crimes, correct?
Absolutely.
And you've lived here in Pittsburgh. You just moved to Washington, D.C. from Los Angeles. What kind of a difference do you feel in the various communities that you've lived in?
That's a great question. So I didn't have the opportunity to get to know the Jewish community in Pittsburgh. I lived in Shadyside for a few months while I studied Polish at the University of Pittsburgh. But the community in Los Angeles and the community in D.C. and New York and other places I know well. They're rich and vibrant Jewish communities, really of all stripes. And I actually think that is one way we do combat anti-Semitism, is by the Jewish communities being proud of their Jewishness, of their Judaism, of their background, and sharing what they've contributed to the American fabric in our society, and not living in fear, but being strong and committed Jews.
Holly, where can we get the general public to see the results of this survey?
I advise everyone to go to our website, AJC, American Jewish Committee, but it's AJC.org, and a link will be available there.
Director for Combating Anti-Semitism, Holly Huffnagel, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.